wisdom and life situation. With wisdom, one is always at ease. Always remember, when you have wisdom, you will never panic. You are always at ease. No matter what happens, the awareness is there, the understanding is there. That's why with wisdom, once you have awakened, you have developed the wisdom, you are always at ease. And the other characteristic is, not only you are at ease, but you are also with a lot of harmony in whatever one does in life. One will always be able to accord and flow with conditions during their waking moments, as in working career environment, or as a household, or housewife doing her daily chores, or as a human being going through life, etc. One will have the wisdom and ability to resolve all of life's issue or situation amicably, without causing any suffering or karmic negativity to anyone. That is, with no mental negativity to deceive, cheat, lie, or take advantage of others. So when you can experience that type of life, then you know you are on the right path, you are on the right track, you have done well in your meditation. These are the signs of a refined cultivator or living being. Living being who has the wisdom and the understanding and the mindfulness and the sensitivity, they will have this quality. They are always at ease, no matter what happens. And there is a lot of harmony within themselves and the environment. And because of their understanding, their mind states are very beautiful. Then they know how to attend to life situation or life issue that arise. They will know how to resolve things amicably so that nobody gets hurt. So that they call it, they can give rise to win-win situation. There is no need to like take advantage of situation, dominate anybody. Then you realize that evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, even the subtle one, they are no longer there. That's how you are always at ease, at peace, in harmony. Then there is a lot of joy, inner peace, inner calmness, inner mindfulness, awareness. Your mind is always tranquil, peaceful, still. And you are always heedful, ever mindful, constantly meditative. Then I will read on so that you can understand better. In life, the way one perceives a life situation is very important. So this one is to teach you wisdom, teach you how to attend to life. Like I always say, there is no such thing as a problem. You understand in the true sense of that word. Why do we call it a problem? We call it a problem is because we project our thought and perceive a life situation with negativity. Then there is this fear, worry, anxiety. You are not at peace. You think you have a problem. I read on, you understand. If one can perceive a life situation without any negativity, then one will always be happy and at peace with all life situations. If one does not react or stir one's mind, then one will not suffer. Try it. Find out. See whether what I said and share with you is the truth or not. The word be is extra. Will always be happy and peaceful. Okay. So, always remember, when you are able to be at peace, means you does not stir your mind, you does not react to whatever that happened or arise. That's how you can maintain your composure, you can maintain your peace, your calmness. You can be at peace with all things. In life, the way one perceives a life situation is very important. Oh, I've gone through this. Okay. To have the ability to prevent the unwholesome speech, action, and thought from arising, one need to develop sati, mindfulness, leading to heedfulness, apamada, and wisdom, to prevent the arising of the unwholesome mental intention that will condition one's unwholesome speech and action. Right thought, right speech, and right action are conducive for the holy life. So this will be understood when you are able to cultivate that mindfulness, sensitivity of mind, to develop the ability to be aware of all defilements. Then your mind can arise the appropriate right effort to cultivate and purify the thought process. The first two right effort is very important initially. To abandon the first right effort, the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that has arisen. Then you have to cultivate the initial wisdom, the understanding to straighten your view. Then when you have the ability to do that, and when you understand what constitutes evil, you will be able to arise the second right effort to prevent the arising of the unwholesome thought, action, and speech. This second right effort you can never do if there is no initial wisdom. You must develop the initial wisdom. Then after that, the third right effort is simple. It's the process of cultivating the wholesome aspect of Noble Eightfold Path. So right effort to cultivate the right thought, right speech, and right action that are still not in you. You have to develop them. Then the final right effort is to refine upon all this right thought, right speech, right action, and perfect them so that they become your virtue, your parami, your perfection. So all these four right effort is very useful, very conducive for the cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path. When you are able to do that, then you can have the sense restraint. Otherwise, not easy to have sense restraint. Without the initial wisdom, without the stability of daily mindfulness, sense restraint is impossible. So sense restraint need initial wisdom, need the stability of mindfulness to be sensitive, to be aware, need the initial understanding of the essential Dhamma of what constitutes evil and what are the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action. So not until you understand all this, you cannot cultivate them. Because if you don't understand, you cannot be mindful of them, you cannot see them. Even when you have the understanding, but you are not mindful enough, your stability of mindfulness is not strong, not stable, you still can't see. They arise very fast, sometimes without you knowing. Then you are already conditioned into negativity of mind state. The mental hindrance already arisen, the evil roots that condition your negativity of mind state already arisen. That's why you don't stand a chance. You can never cope with what happened in life. At the moment of sense experience, the mental sankhara, mental thinking, mental reaction, born of your wrong view, conditioning, they move so fast. That's the reason why to cope with life, you have to be ever mindful. Your mind has to be very sensitive. Because when we go through life, when we start to live life, our senses are fully engaged. We have to use most of them. And this sense experience, they arise and pass away so fast. every moment of sense experience, a lot of things happen. The mundane mind just move along. And without wisdom, without mindfulness, without sati, without awareness, you can't see, you are like blind. That's the reason why most people become heedless. When they are heedless, they cannot do anything. They cannot live life. They cannot cope with life. Because the heedless are as if dead. Like the Buddha's Dhammapada verse 21 is clearly explained by the Buddha. So in order to develop the ability to be mindful, to be aware, to meditate, you need to train your mind to develop this heedfulness. Only heedfulness can bring about the enlightenment, the wisdom, the way. That's the reason why the Buddha said heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So this understanding is very important. You must commit them to memory, then determine to be heedful, to be aware. Otherwise it's not easy. Okay, we read on. Okay. The three doors that commit karma are chitena. The three doors that commit karma are chitena, or mental intention, committed via speech, action, and thought process. To take care of karma, one needs to be ever mindful of one's mental intention and apply the appropriate right effort and right understanding to avoid all evil, do good, and purify one's mind. Contemplating to develop the skillful means of communication and action via arising only the right or appropriate speech and action that will not cause any suffering or misery to fellow living beings is very important. For example, via having love and compassion, kindness, pleasantness and gentleness of speech, gratitude, sincerity, etc. In everything, we can go a long way. You can do all those things. Sometimes by being sensitive to say, I'm really sorry, and please do forgive me if I have unknowingly caused you any misunderstanding, can go a long way to make people feel good and happy, as opposed to engaging in unfruitful arguments that can lead to further misunderstanding and enmity later on. Use only pleasant, gentle, and appropriate speeches, and speak tactfully with wisdom, kindness, love, and compassion to help others and to bring about more harmony and happiness. Those who are in the service industry should learn to speak well on the phone and when receiving guests or people. Those who are attending to emergency phone call must also have the ability to use gentle, pleasant and good speeches to calm people down and assist them to handle the situation calmly and appropriately. Words like, may I help you and how can I be of assistance, are very useful and appropriate. Understanding the importance of applying the four right effort to purify our action, speech and thought process is very important. It's a very important aspect of the whole cultivation.